AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Prosecutors have laid out new evidence against Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. Sagar Magani has details.
In a court filing, they say Trump resorted to crimes after losing the race to Joe Biden. The filing by special counsel Jack Smith's team comes after a Supreme Court opinion that gave broad immunity to former presidents for official acts taken while in office. Smith's prosecutors hope to convince federal judge Tanya Chutkan that the charges against Trump are private, not official, and they should remain part of the indictment against him going forward. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris surveyed damage from Hurricane Helene in North Carolina and Georgia, both noting how people are pulling together.
It's amazing when people step up when people are in need because they're neighbors. I think we underestimate that.
The strength of who we are is we come to each other's aid in a time of need.
Lisa Dwyer has more.
In Hendersonville, North Carolina, First Baptist Church minister Eric Williamson.
Do you need anything else, though?
I don't know.
Was making the rounds to check on some of the most vulnerable members of his congregation.
Bringing them food and water, but also just bringing them a smile and a prayer.
Minister Williamson wanted to make sure that this 86-year-old knew to boil water. A video shared by the Cajun Navy 2016 shows the Mountain Mule Packer Ranch Team, a local business that specializes in assembling packages on pack animals, delivering supplies to residents stuck on Black Mountain, North Carolina. This delivery,
dump it into something. Yeah, if you don't mind,
brought ice to a resident so he could refrigerate his insulin.
You know what, though? We got that ice for you.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. At a hearing in New York, federal prosecutors indicated they might bring additional charges against Mayor Eric Adams and indict others in the corruption case against him. And a San Diego doctor has pleaded guilty in Los Angeles federal court in connection with the overdose death of friend star Matthew Perry last year. Margie Zaraletta has the latest.
Dr. Mark Chavez pleaded guilty Wednesday to conspiring to distribute the drug ketamine, which a medical examiner ruled was the primary cause of Matthew Perry's death last October. Chavez is free on bond until his sentencing. He faces up to 10 years in prison. Chavez admitted in a plea agreement he obtained ketamine from his former clinic and from a wholesale distributor, where he submitted a fraudulent prescription. He has agreed to help prosecutors as they go after their main targets, the doctor and alleged dealer that prosecutors say sold the lethal dose to Perry. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.